This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lin Mark, Julian Ng and Wong Xiaoning. Now, Tenaga Nasional expects to see earnings contributions from the National Fiberization and Connectivity Plan by December of 2020. Now, TNB is currently exploring commercially viable penetration for its fiberization and connectivity business across the nation. And this is following the recent success of the NFC project in Jasin, Malacca.
And this would also alter the business of Tenaga Nasional as well. The recurrent earnings from TNB's fiber business should be similar to the group's model for the group's utility business. It was electricity previously, and now the business would take a sort of a different twist in providing fiber. I guess it's not much of a leap since Tenaga has already laid lines around the world, and now they're
just Malaysia
laid lines. Sorry. not around the world. I'm sorry, Malaysia. And it's just a matter of laying fibers now, right?
Yeah. In meetings with them in the past, they said that the cost is not going to be that huge because they already have a grid, like you say, around the country. So it's just going according to that grid. Now, the question I think for Tenaga is they would also like to diversify their earnings because, if anything, the power sector is probably going to be reformed and eventually liberalized. At the moment, they are the only last-mile connector for electricity. But if we look at other countries like Singapore, that's not the case. So if we maybe 10 years from now, that's a possibility.
Hang on. So what do you mean? Other people connect electricity to the houses, to
yes.
the homes?
So for example, if we take Singapore as as the latest country that has implemented this, you as a consumer can choose which power company you want to buy your power from. In Malaysia, we don't have that option. All electricity comes from Tenaga. So it ends up that every electricity company has different pricing and you can choose. And what they do is that these power companies rent the last mile connectivity from Tenaga.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's very interesting.
So that means that eventually the argument is that electricity prices should come down. So I can see where Tenaga is coming from. They are looking at other earning streams for this that might happen in the future.
Last mile connectivity is also a bit of a question mark as with this most recent news, right? Because the connectivity of the fiber internet services and this fiber optimization program, that's still a question that remains unanswered because Tenaga doesn't actually do that, does it?
Yes, you're right. It's actually up to the providers of this broadband service. So for you'll be seeing the likes of Telekom Malaysia, Astro Malaysia, Cellcom, Maxis, Time.com, they were the parties involved in the last mile connectivity. But even Tenaga is getting into the business. They have a subsidiary called City Broadband that is also looking into this. But last mile connectivity has its cost.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to bear in mind, I think, that Tenaga is considering.
So it's not just a matter of just plugging it into their existing connectivity, because right now for power, they do have last mile connectivity.
Yes, but not for broadband.
Okay, and so in other news as well, Malaysia's first quarter GDP growth is seen to be cooling on weak demand. So a Reuters poll showed that this was due to tepid consumption, softer global demand as a result of the US-China trade war, and a poll of 13 economists predicted that the Malaysian economy would grow at a median rate of 4.3% in January to March. So that's slower than the 4.7% that was seen last quarter.
I think this is also why Bank Negara had to preempt this kind of perceived slowdown with the OPR cut, right?
Yes, I think they can see much forward, a lot forward. And around the region, you already see softness, especially in industrial production numbers, indicating that all economies which are somehow linked to China have seen a slowdown in trade. But the GDP number that the economists kind of forecast is within the range that Bank Negara is guiding.
Yep, we see a lot of estimates here. For example, Standard Chartered said that they expect Malaysia's growth to be bottomed out in the first quarter. And it said that softer growth forecast was partly due to a higher base.
We've also had some comments from Malaysian analysts. So Bank Islam Malaysia Chief Economist Dr. Afzan Izam Abdul Rashid, who has a 4.3% forecast, he attributes the slower growth to moderate external demand, cautious spending among companies, especially on capital expenditure, and a limited government expenditure, in particular on public investment.
MBank also expects GDP to read at 4.1 with a downside of 3.8. I think they're on the lower end of the forecast. They project the economy will likely experience moderate growth in 2019. Alliance DBS also has projected GDP growth. They're on the higher end at 4.5% year on year. I think it would be interesting to find out. We will have some discussion on this when GDP comes out on Thursday. We'll talk about it on our Friday show in detail. I would like to see what kind of numbers it is, you know, as an indication of what to expect in the coming quarters ahead.
All right, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.